God has called us together in witness, in celebration. This morning we are starting this day with the African spice.
African spice?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God is good.
So I didn't imagine. Mungu ni mwema. Can you say that?
Hallelujah.
respond. The word of God continued to advance and gain adherence. Then, after completing their mission, Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem and brought with them John, whose other name was Mark. Now, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who is called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Menean, a member of the court of Herod the ruler, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So, being sent off by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had John also to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they met a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar Jesus. He was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man, who summoned Barnabas and Saul and wanted to hear the word of God. But the magician, Elymas, for that is the translation of his name, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord?" And now listen, the hand of the Lord is against you, and you will be blind for a while, unable to see the sun. Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he went about groping for someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was astonished at the teaching about the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From our Bible reading this morning, we focus on our theme for this Global Christian Forum, and that is empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we see here the church at Antioch as a prime example of a church that is empowered by the Holy Spirit. So we want to ask, what are the best practices of the church that is empowered by the Holy Spirit? Let me share with you from this reading at least five. Number one, when we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, we provide room for diversity. We see that this church had a mixed team of young and old, Barnabas, Saul, and John Mark. They also had the mix of the prophets and the apostles. Empowered by the Holy Spirit means we need to have the freedom to use the different giftings of the Holy Spirit and the mixed diversity of the people around us. Second, empowered by the Holy Spirit means to be able to preserve the dynamic, preserve dynamic unity. We see in this passage that the leaders of this church are diverse but very united. They have Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, and Saul. And we see that they come from different nationalities. Barnabas is from Cyprus, Simeon is from Africa, Lucius is from Cyrene, Manaen is from Rome, and Saul of Tarsus, with different social standing. As a businessman, probably a slave, employee, a political person, and a rabbi. But in the midst of such diversity, they are able to celebrate that unity. Manifestation of being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Number three, when we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are able to practice radical spirituality. Notice that while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, two worship and fasting. Worship is an expression of their gratitude and thanksgiving to God. Fasting is an expression of their full dependence and waiting upon God. And because they practiced such spiritual disciplines, they were able to discern the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit that told them, set apart from me Barnabas and Saul. Dr. Luke did not specify how the Holy Spirit spoke to them, but I think what is important is they were able to discern the Holy Spirit. One of the things that we enjoyed here at the Global Christian Forum is the diversity of the forms of worship and the richness of the depth of the spirituality that each one of us are able to express in our different ways. And here it is affirmed in the book of Acts, in the Church of Antioch, they had that radical spirituality. Number one is that they were able to promote a sense of urgency and duty. Notice that they greatly gained the best people. Paul and Barnabas are the top two most important leaders in the church. But when the Holy Spirit called, they were willing to get the best too. You know, sometimes we say the ministry is not, you know, it's not for the best people. No, the ministry demands the best people. Look at the people around us. Some of the best crowd of those who are in the leadership are coming from those that are killed. But as we have that sense of urgency and duty, it also involves tough obedience. They promptly obey the directive of the Holy Spirit. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Don't wait until we are almost half there before we give our best to the Lord, before we give our lives to the Lord. Probably one of the missed opportunities in missions is when Kublai Khan sent the letter to Pope through Marco Polo requesting at least 100 missionaries who will go to Mongolia. It took more than 2 years to respond, but not 100 was sent, only two who quit along the way. What a missed opportunity. And then finally, we need to pursue powerful ministry. Notice that they proclaimed the word of God throughout the whole island of Cyprus and expressed strong conviction. There was a time that Didymus, whose name is in that bar, Jesus, the false prophet, and Paul rebuked that false prophet. Well, we live in a pluralistic society, and even in a pluralistic society, we should be unequivocal also in the message that we proclaim. As the Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Again, let me review. The examples are the best practices of a mission of an empowered church. First, we allow diversity. Celebrate our multi-generational and multi-gifts in the church. We need to build that breadth. We need to be able to build on the unity that we have. We need to be able to cultivate spirituality and develop a sense of urgency and duty and exhibit powerful ministry. May God continue to lead us as we are empowered by His Holy Spirit.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Let us remain a few moments in silence.
Awesome God, we stand before you, we come before you, amazed and overawed by your majesty, by your spirit moving in our brothers and sisters, knowing that the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same today. You speak to us with power and with gentleness. Father, we pray, give us open hearts. Open spirits to your spirit, to what your spirit is saying in each of our lives, so that when we return, we can take your spirit with us. Not that you are without witness in all the world, but Lord, you have spoken to us in these days in another way. And we just pray, Lord, to respond with repentance and joy that you give us. Amen.
Father, we pray for nations that are being affected by floods at this moment. We pray that, Lord, you will preserve lives and that no more lives shall be lost. We are praying for those that do not know you, Christ, that many shall come to the salvation knowledge of our Lord. We also pray that even as you are empowering us, we shall go out as witnesses to show them the love of God and to preach your gospel unto them.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for each nation, O Lord, represented in this place. We pray, Lord, that you may bless them. We pray, Lord, for the unity of the body of Christ in every nation as the beginning, Lord, to reach out to those who are lost. We pray in Jesus' name that you may bless each nation. We pray, Lord, that your spirit may move. Anoint, Lord, each one of us. Anoint, Lord, the pastors, the bishops, the leaders of the church, that they may proclaim the unity of the body of Christ, so that the Lord may be reached.
Hallelujah.
I pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, give it us now.
Amen.
Good morning.